Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So is it great getting validation from someone who's only been able to vote for about 8 months?
Yeah, answer the question, you little smartass.
He's got a bruised tailbone.
My bruised tailbone makes me think.
Screw that question. I'm not interested
anymore. Answer. Social media.
Nope, too late, blew it. What is your button? What is your button? By the way, some of these interns need a little indoctrination. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show now.
Yes, sir.
You're in the hot seat.
Yes, sir.
You're in the hot seat.
I know where I am.
What is your button? What is your button say? I know where I am.
My button say or my butt?
I think, no, it's a lot of fun.
My God, is she uncomfortable right now.
You're just a joke.
I'm trying to come up with something because I already have a good joke for Oscar. But I'm sure.
That's it. And they just go, thanks so much, Robert Irvine. I really appreciate
Robert
that.
Irvine.
Unfortunately,
I want you to cover the entire wall with discarded corks.
That's so. That's the key to the kingdom, boys.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar is enjoying a costume change before the show. Did you have some smudge?
Just some smudge?
Did you have some smudge on the other jacket?
We had a dry cleaning SOS situation, Mike, a problem this morning as I opened up my closet and I said, oh, the dry clean. It was not picked up. And it's my wife's responsibility to pick up our dry cleaning, not just my dry cleaning.
Well, I noticed you changed out of your sport coat.
Yes.
And my question to you would be, was the previous sport coat unwearable because
I can
it had
comment
something
to
on it?
I can comment to that. Because when our mics went dead as we were starting the opening elements of the show, Oscar said, I can't wear the same jacket 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what it was. Attention
like
to detail.
Like a sport coat.
Yeah, I wore that sport coat
yesterday.
But
it doesn't have anything on it. It doesn't have a
mark.
You don't want to be around the same people with the same jacket.
I don't like people wearing the same clothes every day and pretending like they're not.
What about, where do you line up on jeans as far as...
Jeans are ubiquitous. You can do whatever you want with them.
Yes, Mike, they're ubiquitous.
Like,
is that a proper use of the word?
I don't know what important means.
Look it up. They're interchangeable.
Look up ubiquitous.
I will.
They're common.
Because I like to learn on
this
show.
They're a common work pants or a common day pants.
But I mean, I'll be honest with you. The first person that would notice, since I look at you guys every day on a camera, would be me. You know, and when I see a gray to a blue sports jacket, I would have absolutely no clue. And
you know
nor would I be able to, in a court of law, say, did Oscar wear the same jacket 2 days in a row? I wouldn't be able to do
it. Well, oftentimes, when Oscar wears a jacket, I will ask him if it's a new jacket, because he rotates them on a fairly regular basis.
You are the dean of observing what people wear.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, and now that I mention that, I think I got a piece of breakfast on my shirt.
It doesn't show. But you know what, Mike? Your breakfast is ubiquitous because it's found everywhere. Ubiquitous is an adjective.
I did use it correctly.
Present, appearing, or found everywhere. His ubiquitous influence was felt by all the family.
Jeans are commonplace, right?
Yeah, they're omnipresent, ever present.
That's not a bad quality. You don't want to wear the same jacket 2 days in a row. That's fine.
And
but do you clean it?
Do I dry clean them?
Like every time you wear it?
Oh, no. I could get three wears out of them.
That's about right.
And, that to me would be,
my mother's house and not at home, I can't take the bull by the horns, Mike, and do it myself.
You're still doing that?
Swash? It saves me money.
And time.
And it gives the actual
clothes.
Are
you still getting
I'm not getting a single dollar.
Swash action?
I'm not getting a single dollar since we first promoted
it. You just like the swash.
It's that
and
effing good.
I love
watching
the video.
Do we still have to
video.
Talk about the swash?
No.
Nicely?
No.
All right, because I don't know where the swash is. I think the swash
was Mike was delivered an appliance.
It's in Manassas,
and then he lost
I'm sure.
it in transit.
I'm sure it's still in Manassas.
No, I got it down here.
You don't know where it is?
Might still be in the garage. I'm not sure.
It's a really,
I really
great
don't
appliance.
Know. I swear to God, I don't know. I think we cleaned our garage and maybe the swash went away.
No. If you clean the garage, you need the swash more than ever for cleaning.
I have a dry cleaner and I have a washing machine.
And you don't do a lot of dry cleaning, I'm guessing.
No.
No.
So what happened?
I probably do a decent. Most of what I wear outside of the golf course where I wash shirts and shorts is dry clean stuff, like, you know, shirts and jackets.
Okay, I'm with you.
Swash is a quarter to 35 cents a pod, depending on.
You probably don't do a lot of dry cleaning.
No, but actually, I'm getting to a dry cleaning season because I wear a lot of short sleeve shirts in the summertime that I do dry clean. Not a lot in the wintertime.
Oh, that's the Denny's manager line that you wear?
Exactly. Thank you, Mark. We can't all be GQ like you.
So, how dare you?
Oh, that's a lovely Iowa sweatshirt.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's brand new. Never worn it before.
That's
it,
yeah.
You know what's horrifying?
Is it really brand new?
No, what's really horrifying is when I look on my This Day or On This Day on Facebook, and I'll see myself wearing the same sweatshirt 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I have
we
so little
variance.
Well, you know what? Yes. Take me at my world. God made me.
The bottom line with what Mr. Spiewak and to a certain extent what Mr. O'Mara wears has to do with what's behind the collar.
Yes.
You know, the inside top of the jacket is what matters.
Just like a divorce attorney, Mike, we count the X's.
This is true. This is the way it always works. You know, I've got to get the, I'm gonna,
but I will
just
say
talk
this,
amongst yourselves.
This Iowa sweatshirt.
I have to get a baby wipe to get this
butcher. Dab.
This Iowa sweatshirt is ubiquitous, ever present.
No.
It is.
No.
I wear it all the time.
No. The Marx Brothers t-shirt is.
I would say I wear this more than the Marx Brothers hoodie.
The Iowa deal, for some reason, makes me feel like you're wearing a KCJJ sweatshirt, which I'm like, oh, that's a radio sweatshirt.
Well, that's the reason I chose it.
The Marx Brothers has nothing to do with us.
Well, it does, sort of. They're a trio based in comedy, are we not? And there's the fourth one, the unfunny one, and that kind of represents Pony. Pony is the Zeppo of the show.
Zeppo? Don't we have a deal with them?
No, that would be Zappos.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's also not a lighter. That's Zippo. Zeppo was in their first four movies and then quit to become a Hollywood agent.
Yeah. So, I did not know that. But now that I do, I feel better about my life.
You know that a lot of people say that the modern Hollywood agent, the role of the modern agent, was invented by Zeppo Marx.
Oh, really?
And his ex-wife would go on to marry Frank Sinatra.
I met a television agent yesterday here at Podcast Village.
Was he looking to represent you?
No.
Oh, was he asking about me after my turn on Crashing?
No. He actually, I tried to tell him about that. He said, isn't that show canceled? I said, yes.
Yeah, it was announced 8 hours after I appeared on it.
He moved on. No, he was asking about podcasting and Podcast Village.
And?
And it was a great conversation, but I felt like I was singing for my supper, and I was like, hey, man, you don't even want a podcast yet.
Hey, step off.
But I guess he had clients and wait, what?
I see.
But Hollywood agents, there's something about them.
Hey, look, it's a dog.
Oh, my God.
Frankie has not been on the show in years.
That looks like that little brooch that you put the...
Oh, like a stole.
A stole, yeah. Yes.
Not a brooch.
Hello, Frankie.
This is Frankie, everybody.
That looks like a new Frankie ever since his partner passed.
Yeah, it actually looks like it might be Frankie's stunt double.
He's not running away.
He looks calm.
He's like, all I got is you, Mr. Mike. You might go. Look at him. He's not even shaking.
He's shaking.
He shivers.
He's shaking.
He is.
Yeah, he's nervous.
He's like, don't eat me, man. Him. Don't eat me. I love you.
He could go, but he wouldn't have done this.
Aww. Oh. You know, that's why Beluga was a bad influence, Mike.
Yep.
Good riddance.
Now, don't speak ill of the dead.
How dare you?
Monster without a soul.
I just didn't
know.
I thought it was time.
No. Is the camera getting him?
Yes.
He's all over the cam.
Camera loves him.
He's so loving.
Couldn't get the stain out. It's set.
Were you able to determine what it was?
What do we got?
Huh?
What was it?
Chocolate.
Can't hide that from Carla.
Hi, everybody.
What was the source of the chocolate?
Something I ate last night.
Okay, I see.
Because I came home from golf and I put my t-shirt on.
Oh, you just like hang out
for
shirt.
Like an hour.
Yeah.
And then I put it on again today and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Hi, Frankie.
What Daddy melted on chocolate. Your shirt? What piece of chocolate?
A Ben & Jerry's pint slice.
Ooh, those are
Isn't
good.
That really ice cream?
Yes, it's really ice cream.
That is, you know what? He's said about 10 dick things already on the show today, and that's the biggest.
That's the mode he's in.
That was, you know, it's the jacket. The darker the jacket, the more
dicker
dick
I am.
The dicker you are.
The bigger dick I am.
Thank you. I'll let you out later. Hey, let's open the Yak Shack, shall we? Let's open the TMOS Yak Shack.
Yeah,
check.
Let's
do that right now. It's time for the TMOS Yak Shack, everybody. We got a bunch today. I don't know if we'll get through to all of them, but I thought we'd share some with you right now. And thank you for calling the Yak Shack at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The first one, I listened to him. I put him up here, and then it says Oscar Business School.
Damn.
So they have vague titles, yes.
Did I call?
On the TMOS Yak Shack, okay?
Hey, guys. Joe from Orlando. Hey, you guys are missing the big story in this whole college, and I'm a little bit behind on the podcast. You guys are missing the whole story in this college admission scandal. You need to investigate how much Todd paid to get Oscar into that business school. You know, he's got an MBA, can't pronounce English letters, thinks Gone with the Wind is a movie about a hurricane.
Hello?
Anybody else?
All right, well, he made some valid points.
Yeah. I can see
TMO SEAC check. Counterpoint, Oscar.
Well, look, sir, I would love to have had a friend that loved me enough to pay for my way into a school for acceptance, but Todd is the wealthiest, cheapest man I know. And I love him
Shocker
for it.
Shocker with that.
And
well, how do you explain
it?
Then that
Shocker
the universe
that he's cheap and compassionless.
How do you explain the fact that at the University of Maryland they've just completed the building of Troll Hall?
Troll Hall?
Yes.
Troll Hall is a 3D rendering of what it should be, okay. As they haven't received the funding for it yet.
Wow.
Well, I'll say that Todd's always been, I feel like, the millionaire next door.
Millionaire.
Where he probably is the most successful person to a person that I know, even dollar-wise, but you'll never know it. Yeah. You just never know it.
Yeah, I'd love him to advertise more. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Just realize that if he's got that. So, Todd, we'd love to talk about your
Let's get a new schedule. Maybe he'll be an advertiser on Political Persuasions.
That would be lovely. That would be one. And then he laughs. All right, let's take it.
You know Todd's politics. He's not going to buy into Political Persuasions.
I don't know. Well, I read his Facebook page all the time. I can't figure him out.
Thank you. Let's take another call.
TMOS, Dan Cortez from Salt Lake City here. Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you this quick story. So I called my two kids down from upstairs today, and we were going to surprise them with a surprise trip. And I said, kids, we're taking you to the happiest place on earth. And my oldest, who's 10, doesn't even blink, goes, Podcast Village? I said, no, you S-Dick Disneyland! And I have to say, she was kind of underwhelmed. Keep bringing the funny. Love the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dan. We appreciate that. Podcast Village, much more fun than Disneyland.
Yeah, well, no lines.
Also, the current condition of adolescence these days, Mike, they want what they want, not what we want.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So Disney might be fading away a little bit, and Podcast Village,
God willing,
growing
Mike.
Every day.
God the
growing
future.
Everywhere.
That's right.
God willing. God
TMOS, Yak Shack.
Hey, guys. I had a question about the Coca-Cola product. I noticed that Rob often drinks a Coke, and he's big on the Mexican Coke. I was curious if he has tried the orange vanilla Coke and what he thinks. I personally enjoy it. I know you probably don't
Choking
care about my opinion, but however, I do enjoy it. I was hoping to get Rob's take.
Rob Spiewak, a question for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yak Shack.
Now you're overdoing it with that.
You said I was allowed to use my gauge at how often we should jingle. God. My Giant does not sell it yet, and I have looked for it. I know it comes in a regular and a Coke Zero orange vanilla. But before you say, I will say this: I've had it at the Coca-Cola Freestyle machine.
The
Coca-Cola Freestyle machine. You know the Magic Coke machine they have at Five Guys. Actually made that long before Coke sold it in a can. I did enjoy it on the Freestyle machine.
Right.
However, I don't know how it's going to be with their
Freestyle,
measurements.
Isn't that?
No,
wiki, wiki, wiki.
No, it's that's where you can choose all the buttons on the touchscreen
cool
and make,
Coke
it,
machine.
Make your magical.
Right. Do you like it or not?
I do. Yeah,
Christ,
I said
what
I
a long
did.
Answer.
Mike,
okay,
I've had
you.
It. What? It's terrible.
Oh.
This is the most artificial.
You've had it out of a can?
Out of a can.
Rob made it out of a machine.
Can.
Machine.
The machine is always going to be better because of the syrup ratio that you are able to control, I think, within the machine.
And also the aeration of the fluid.
Yeah, So, the can itself, the orange flavor tastes so artificial, it's overwhelming.
Okay.
All right. Very good. So that's a yay and
a nay.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Let's take another call from the TMOS Yak Shack.
Hi, this is Billy from Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Billy.
I just wanted to tell the caller who misquoted Mike earlier, it's actually not a Diet Coke machine. It was a story about a Minute Maid machine and that then later became a Country Time lemonade machine from Wava. Also,
really?
On this day... In Mike O'Mara history.
Hold on. Was that a...
I know what he's talking
machine,
about.
The soda machine at the WAVA?
Yeah, he alluded to the fact that you said it was a Diet Coke machine, and then he gave it different brands, but then I can't help you because even though it seems like we've worked together
you
forever,
weren't there.
I wasn't
I,
there.
I remember
yeah.
also. I don't remember. It's based on that story that you could not talk about.
Right.
Yeah, and yes. still can't.
17 years ago, Mike spent 5 nights in a row at the VIP club with his friend Tom Watson. In a row. Because when you walk in, you feel like a VIP. Although Mike had placed in the middle of his golf tournament with Randall earlier,
yeah.
after he dropped him off the highway, he had to go down off Highway 41 in South Myers, Florida, because he was so sad and alone. That Monday he spent on the boat. He missed the first boat at 9 a.m. He had to take the other boat with all the German tourists. And then Mike had an unfortunate spring training time with the Boston Red Sox, who in 2002 he had absolutely no confidence in.
No confidence, yeah. That would have been true.
But Mike was saved by the Elvis impersonator that first night at the VIP club.
I remember this.
Whom he loved and bought 2 cases of hooch that he took back with him home
from Jameson's
the
goal.
Tampa Airport to Fort Myers. It's 2 hours, by the way.
No, two and a half.
To the post office. What a lovely time Mike had 17 years ago.
Wow.
Even if he might have been a little lonely.
Yeah, I was.
And didn't have any Country Time lemonade.
Okay,
I that's mean, all. Minute Maid lemonade.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye bye.
What that's a great call.
You
a
know
throwback.
What? That's a lot of history for me. I was lonely, probably. I was between relationships.
That was
know?
Every bit as fulfilling as one of those bumper cards they run on CBS this morning that tell you like the history of the can opener. And yes. But this was the history of Mike O'Mara and
that's
the Elvis impersonator.
Fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know what? That's a fitting break. We'll come back and we. You know, I have to reflect on whether it really was a Country Time lemonade machine that we. That we did damage to. That's all I'm going to say. A little more every time, ladies and gentlemen. Start the show, Rob. So we have more calls coming
up. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I watch you.
Huh?
Ah.
The place where we live.
Atlantic City. Burt Lancaster. If you don't know who he is.
Through my window?
Talking to Susan Sarandon with her beautiful bod.
I figured maybe somebody was there.
Did you know it was me?
He's
you were just
an old man staring
this
at
guy her. Across the way.
Why do you use lemons?
The fish smell, I'm embarrassed.
Oh. I thought maybe it was for some other reasons that I didn't understand. I even went to a supermarket. To look at lemons.
No. Creepy.
It's just to get the smell off. It's nothing weird. What do you do when you watch me?
I look at you. You take off your blouse, then you run the water. Then you take a bottle of gold perfume and you put it on the sink. Then you slice the lemons.
Boy, is this gross audio.
You open a box of blue soap. You run your hands under the water to feel the temperature. And you take the soap in your hands and...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank
Mike
you.
Mike O'Mara loves beware. Thank you. From his easy chair... Here's Whoa. Mike.
Wow, that was a little delay, and I caught it. I even went to the grocery store to look at lemons.
Mike, I hadn't watched that scene in probably 10 years.
Yes.
And it's much creepier than you remember.
Well, times have changed.
They really have.
Yes, live from the Podcast Village Studios. That was acceptable back in the day, right? Where a 90-year-old man could look at him and go, I stare at you through the window when you take your top off and wash your hands. Yeah. Get out of my apartment, you perv!
A bottle of gold live perfume.
A gold perfume. When you open that. Box of blue soap. Still memorable. This is the Mike O'Mara Show from Columbia, Maryland to Keystone, Colorado. From Faraday, Louisiana to Stockton, California. From Brazelton, Georgia to Phuket, Thailand. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. Keep those cities coming, people. We love to get your cities from all over our listening area. The Mike O'Mara Show today brought to you by our bonus packages. Are you familiar with REM? Am I using yesterday's spot?
That's yesterday's spot.
Oh, Michael.
Hold on just a second.
Sure.
I can fix this.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, now I've messed the whole thing up.
That's a quick pep talk to Michael.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, God damn it.
I love the TMOS shopping center.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Rob is a fool.
Yes.
And a silly ass.
Yes.
Yesterday, he totally screwed up Nipsey Russell's mermaid poem.
This is a fact.
Mm.
It actually goes, I just saw a movie about a mermaid. Don't understand the reason why. It's not enough women to make love to and too much fish to fry.
I Googled it.
You are an ass. What an idiot. Probably too dumb to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Yep. He does the bonus show. Come on.
Come on, Oscar.
That's what smart people do. Sure. The Mike O'Mara bonus show, a magical sixth episode of TMOS that you can grab every week if you just have the intelligence to do so. And if you don't subscribe, you're a stupid dick.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and get the bonus show. Look for the bonus banner there. It's easy. You'll get it. So buy it, try it, and flex your Nipsey Russell muscle. Jeez. Flex your Nipsey Russell muscle.
Mike, yeah, do it.
I know we have a ton of stuff to get to on the show, but just want to give you a heads up that the control room is full of interns.
Swimming with them.
Full of interns.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get through our Yak Shack calls, and then we will get our interns, and then I don't have to do show prep tomorrow. All right, let's... sorry, it's my process. Who do you think I am, James Patterson? You know, give me a break. Now, some more calls. This says... bonus show question.
Oh, a query.
A query.
So I don't know what this is. This
Yak is on Yak Shack.
Sing it.
Thank you.
I'll just sing
Gentlemen,
it.
Gentlemen, it's Jason from Henrico, Virginia. Bonus show subscriber, something I wanted to ask about for a while. Two things. Can you try to let us know when you're doing the bonus show each week at some point? I like to listen to the show in chronological order because there are sometimes things that come up from one show to another that relate back to prior shows. So I do kind of like to listen to the bonus show. If it's on a Wednesday, I'll listen to it after Wednesday show. So just wanted to ask if that could be possible. Thanks. Bye.
Not a big ask.
No.
I don't understand.
He wants to know which day of the week we do the bonus show, because sometimes our callbacks are relative to the show that we do just previous
also,
to
it.
That is true, but we try not to do that.
We do make an effort. Yeah.
Pro tip, look at the date.
Yeah.
The date will give you the day.
Oh, the date will give you the day that we recorded it?
Yes. I'll have Pony put in the actual date it was recorded so people have reference.
Even though it always drops on Friday.
Yeah, it always drops on Friday.
The recording date sometimes varies.
Does that work, Pony?
TMOS, yeah. Okay, did we get that?
Okay,
that
thank done? You.
All right, TMOS Yak Shack. This is a call about Einstein bagels.
Oh, hang on. I have to turn my radio down. This is Marianne from Midvale, Utah, and I just was listening to you talk about Einstein's bagels. I, too, think Einstein's bagels are the disgusting. The bagels are fine, but the place is gross. I don't think they ever clean it. Wow. And
hope we don't get sued.
I think that the wait staff is really stupid. And this is Midvale, so I don't know. Einstein's need to get better. Thanks. Hey, love you guys. Bye.
All right, I can't speak to because I'm not a regular of coming into Podcast Village, and that's where the Einstein Bagels is.
Right.
I can't speak to it as much as the
America,
other guys.
Mike. They're across the country.
All right. They are across the country.
Yes.
They're a chain. Yes. I didn't know that. We don't have, maybe we have them down here. I don't know. I haven't seen them down here.
I don't know. Well, a lot of people eating bagels in Florida.
We can only speak to our Glover Park location, and we can speak to Utah.
Yeah, but I will say this about the Glover Park location. It's clean.
Oh, it's so clean.
But the service does suck. Bagels are good. The coffee, I wouldn't clean my floor.
And don't put
it.
A timer on your bathroom.
No, don't do that.
Bathroom?
No, because sometimes if you're in the bathroom and the lights just go off and you're sitting there and you have to go
at the Einstein Bagels.
Make the lights go on. I don't like to poop in the
bathroom. Why are you using the bathroom at Einstein Bagels?
Sometimes
when, we've got a bathroom right across the street. You have is that urgency to pee or poo?
No.
Where you went? Why did you go in there?
I park behind Einstein Bagels, and sometimes if I know what the immediate future portends for me, as a courtesy to my coworkers, I'll go there.
Yeah, he goes in there to blow it up.
It's not an always thing, just a sometimes thing.
How many times do you figure you've used the Einstein Bagels potty?
For big potty?
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to be big potty, any potty.
I'd say once a month.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your little secret tell. Nobody want Rob doesn't want anybody to know he poos.
We appreciate it in the building.
It's a courtesy. I know one person
spray
who would
in
never
there, in the podcast here. Village bathroom.
We do
have spray.
Yeah. We have spray.
And courtesy flush and spray.
Yeah, but you know
take
what?
Care of any problem you
I'm
have.
Walking by it anyway. There it is. It's right there. But I don't like the timer. And I do know this is that sometimes I feel like everyone in the podcast village and everyone in this building. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think their cycles sync up because, like, sometimes between the regular show
and the
bonus show,
we all get out of a studio at the same time.
But I mean, on every floor?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes 7 of 8 bathrooms are locked.
Yeah. Locked and loaded.
What you got to do is grab it while you can.
But the bathroom clean? When you go there,
yes,
the
absolutely.
Bathroom clean?
Yeah.
Very good.
And a baby changing station if you need one.
That's wonderful that they have that. Thanks for sharing that. Are you done? All right, very good. The next call, I simply labeled weird call of the month.
Oh, good.
Wow, if I said month, it's got to be.
Yeah, because it's early in April.
Let's listen, shall we?
In response to Mike's demand for more prepared comedy bits from listeners, I propose a 5-call arc during which I'll pretty much be drinking Glenlivet Scotch whiskey and smoking weed constantly. We are all of us, first and foremost, scientists.
What?
Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Maddie, and lastly, Pony Boy. And that is the correct order. Pony knows why. Just look at him. Right now, look at his face. He knows why. For that is the face of failure.
What a dick.
Good job supplanting him in the power rankings, Maddie. My name is Eric, and I was born in Detroit, Michigan. So Eric from Detroit works, although I'm calling from Vacaville, California. I propose a mystery to be revealed 2 clues at a time. At the conclusion, I will introduce you to the truly biggest TMOS fan in the universe or something. Everything that I claim as a fact is verifiable and or documented.
It's so loaded.
Here are your first 2 facts. Slash
oh, good.
Clues. Number 1, I am a triple amputee.
Oh,
number 2, my IQ was last tested at 164 at age 9 and hasn't been tested since, which is a span of some 34 years.
Okay.
Goodbye, turkeys. My attorney will be in touch.
All right. So triple amputee, 164 IQ.
43 years old.
And obviously having a cocktail or two.
And a pot enthusiast. He likes Glenlivet and pot.
Triple
together.
Amputee.
Yeah.
What, we know amputees on the show.
What limb do you think he has left?
Thank you, Rob. Let's move on the Yak Shack. Maybe we'll never know.
My guess is left arm.
Okay, thank you very much. We will take
could have
another
had a nipple.
Call right now. Stop it. Behave yourself. We have a movie recommendation on the Yak Shack. Let's listen to
Mike,
that. Yes.
Rob, hello. Oscar, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Hey, it's Joe from Heavy Grace, Maryland. Hey, just have a movie recommendation from Netflix.
Hello,
Highwaymen with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson. Pretty darn good. I think you guys would like it. So, just released on Netflix not that long ago.
Highwayman.
Hope you guys have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, there it is.
Check it out.
The Highwayman.
Highwayman.
Patrick Mahomes calling in.
Highwayman. Is that what it is?
Highwayman.
Why do I think I've not seen that?
If it was just released, we wouldn't have.
Well, if it's on Netflix and it was a theatrical release, it's probably been out for some time.
Hmm. Oh.
You know, I can second this. It's about the guys that caught Bonnie and Clyde. Very, very
Ooh.
Good.
Oh, okay. And by the way, that other caller might have been mean to him, but I take Pony's recommendation
they
seriously.
They died in Bolivia?
Solid. Yeah, and they have all their limbs.
Oh.
Thank you. Let's take another. This is a Jim Nantz sighting on the Yak Shack.
Oh, nice.
Hey, guys. It's Dylan in D.C. Just wanted to let you know that I ran into Jim Nantz last night at the basketball games and took a picture with him and mentioned that I loved him on the show the other day, and he was really appreciative. He really liked coming on your guys' show, so hope you guys get him back on pretty soon.
Your guys is,
thanks, guys.
That used to be a violation.
Hope he uses that grammar when he spoke to Jim Nantz.
That's huge. Yes. Imagine him coming on a podcast/radio show.
Right.
And the day after, a young buck, the future of this world, Mike, running up to him and saying, hey!
There you go.
There you go, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely TMOS. Thank
Big
you.
Big deal. Big deal.
That's another booking for Mr. Nantz. I guarantee that's the way he rolls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you
By
listened,
the way, we, you know, later on, I think Monday, we're going to be talking to James Patterson.
Yes.
And I'm reading the James Patterson book, Miracle at St. Andrews. Jim Nantz featured prominently in that particular book of fiction.
Mike, spoiler alert, Jim Nantz is the murderer.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack. Lots of great calls. Let's take some more here.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm Lincoln and Bacon, and live and well in Portland, Oregon. I'd like to call just to thank Miss Carla and Shannon for also hating movies. I hate movies, and I hate when my boyfriend drags me to a movie. Why do you guys do this? I don't like movies. Let me be. Anyway, love show. Love y'all. Peace out.
Thank you. Waking and Bacon.
Peace
okay.
out. Do women hate movies and we just don't know this?
Do you think there's a chance that women on, not on average, it wouldn't be on average, but statistically that women might hate movies more than men?
Well, think about this. Can you think of a famous, more any than a couple of famous female movie critics? I can't.
That has nothing to do with it, Rob.
Well, no,
that has,
but
that's,
I mean,
the misogyny of Hollywood where the male dominated. See, that's lost on you. That's
just
where you have
glass
to open
ceiling,
your.
Rob.
That, thank you, Maddie. Maddie, what do you think? Maddie, what do you think? Statistically, you think, I know you do.
Yeah,
but
you're
as far
broken
as,
inside, just like us.
Well, that's true too.
What about your
but
mom?
As far as girlfriends and stuff like that.
Oh, she falls asleep at all movies.
See?
See?
Maybe it's like an older woman thing.
Oh, that's ageism.
Oh, you're talking, you're telling Shannon's old? I'm going to let her know.
Maybe generational. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
I'm wondering, though, whether as a whole, if women don't like...
But
will
we
you
have another
attention?
He's dancing for the interns. Is what he's showing.
No, I was showing Maddie how she was tap dancing out of the fact.
Is that why he's giving me more crap than usual? Because there's like a bunch of interns, you know, and
there's
I'll
another
show him.
Female in there. We could ask her, right?
Okay.
What's
all
her name?
Right. That's what it is. That's
Allison.
What it is.
That's exactly what it is, Mike. You will
oh,
know
yeah,
that.
See, there's your attitude right there.
I'm giving you
Rob.
The same amount.
F you. Squinty eyes, you know, and your fake beard. All right,
Mike,
anyway.
Allison is on the mic
colored
right
at your command.
You did ask.
And yesterday you said you liked it.
You do nothing. You have to do nothing at my command.
And I'm giving you the same amount of crap as I always do.
No, you're not. Anyway.
Allison is on the mic.
Yeah,
so
hi.
Getting back, Allison, what do you think? Do you think in general, if you were to take all women, all men, that women would like movies less than men? It's I'm just curious about that.
No, I don't know. I think it's hard. I think it's pretty even split, and it depends on like genre. I'm a film major, so I mean,
ooh.
I guess I fall. Yeah, I guess I fall in the category of I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, it depends on the type of movie. I think, but
when you're at one of your film classes, how is the split gender wise?
Actually, pretty female heavy.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that AU where you're doing the film?
Yeah.
A great film program at AU, by the way.
Yeah, it's great.
Gotten better and better. I used to go to documentary film class with Dr. Ron Sutton.
Mm.
And Dr. Sutton used to be one of those great professors where we'd watch the movie and circle the chairs.
Circle the chairs is a strong move, man. It's
I love that. Anyway, well, thank you, Allison. Let's take another call on the... it's another lady on the Yak Shack. It says drunken lady. That's all it says. Let's go.
Hola, gentlemen. You guys are awesome. I love you so much. I think that you guys should do a t-shirt that says, your fingers are stretched. That was a great, great bonus show. You guys are awesome. I love you so much. And don't forget to eat little teeny tiny pancakes.
That was a good call.
Your fingers stretched
in the bonus shows when you were talking about the wax museum.
The bad wax
right?
museum, yeah. Elvis
when
had really
Elvis's
long
fingers.
Fingers
stretched.
That would be funny to
they
see
melted.
On a shirt.
Yeah.
Your fingers are stretched.
That might have been the moment that terrified him when he saw the super long fingers.
Yeah. Also the fact that, remember, J.R. Ewing was missing a finger.
Yes, this is true. And you'll be spending a night this coming Sunday.
Yeah, I will.
You will be in the Wax Museum with Rovo.
And oh, by the way, you know, you talk about how, you know, Facebook is watching you, and I, you know, you sort of discount and you laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Madame Tussauds stuff in my feed. All of a sudden.
I mean, it's not weird at all. It's an algorithm and
it's a fact.
They know how to do it. All right, last call on the Yak Shack. This says cute little Eli.
Ah.
Eli! No, not that Eli. This is another Eli. Let's listen.
How much a minute ago I'm a buddy. Hi, Mike and Willa.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Pony.
Hi, Pony.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
What's your name?
My name is Eli. What are you guys doing?
Aww.
We love the show, guys. This is Eli's dad, Danny. Eli's mom, Suzette, is across the way. And little Lucas is eating his waffles and grapes. And we love the show. And just keep up the good work. Thanks, guys.
A little family, a little modern family having there. That's the Yak Shack. So keep them coming. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. That was a great Yak Shack. They're getting better. They're getting more fun. And as you can tell, we take everybody and, you know, whatever crazy whack job ideas you want to throw there, this is great. And we have more of a time to, you know, examine them
analyze,
a little bit. So I think
yes.
that's fun. I love the Yak Shack.
And the
We're
mysteries.
Keep doing it. Yes, the the mysteries.
Some of them more mysterious than others.
And the creative criticism. That's always fun, too. All right. Intern standing by. We'll bring a few of them in and have a little young person's perspective on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back.
This is Mike O'Mara. When it became obvious that the United States was facing a different time, I, like many Americans, felt like I needed an outlet for my frustration, a place where I could express myself openly without the burden of censorship for a divided audience. I also knew I needed someone to work with who would provide me with insights and the knowledge of a seasoned political journalist, an individual with an insider's grasp of the political world we live in. Well, the outlet is called Political Persuasions, and the seasoned insider is Mr. Chris Freitz. We host a weekly discussion of all things political that is lively, funny, informative, and sometimes controversial. Join us every week at politicalpersuasions.com and get a different perspective on a moment in history unlike any other.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Here's some powerful news from Cornerstone First Financial. The economy is softening, and because of that, interest rates are down, down, down. They're the lowest they've been in a full year, and chances are there will be no interest rate hikes this year thanks to inflationary pressure. That sounds like Jack Ken Cook should say that. Thanks to inflationary pressure materializing.
He paid a lot of attention to inflationary pressure.
Rates are, you bet he did. Rates are back around 4%, and with the spring home market in full swing, it's time to act now. Whether you are buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. I repeat, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And now we are finally, the interns that for whatever reason have been hidden from me and hidden from this show so that we cannot examine their lives, their personalities. They have been hijacked by the people at Podcast Village, and that's the only people that to get to Don't you realize that old radio performers and old television performers, anybody in broadcasting, we are vampires.
Yes.
We are vampires. We require the blood of the young to keep ourselves moving forward. Don't you understand that, Oscar Santana?
You've actually met both these interns before.
On air.
I know I've met them, but I mean, it used to be like, here's the way it used to be. Used to be, intern comes to Mike O'Mara's show. Mike O'Mara sees interns only when they are on camera in front of me. Interns do crazy stuff behind the scenes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then performers on the show tell Mike, well, did you hear what so-and-so did? And that's just, so I force the issue because obviously these interns are not doing quirky, weird, they're capable.
Actually,
well,
they have
that's
been.
That's not what we're about.
They've been too talented and too hardworking. I hate it.
The only outlier is Johnny.
That is so dull.
It's Johnny with his broken tailbone when he walked around with the
donut.
That's
how I met him, with a broken tailbone.
Yeah. Yeah, you're better now. Yeah.
All right, Johnny and Allison are in studio right now, and just to recap, Allison is from American University, where she's a film major. And Johnny, what school do you hail from?
George Washington.
GW. All right,
he's our
so
first GW. Our first GW intern.
Is that our very first GW?
Yeah, first one from GW.
That tells me that the intern program is going well.
It is. Well, we are linked now. I think we're available at 200 universities across the country now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So how have you felt? We'll start with Johnny, then we'll move on to my alma mater, American University. Johnny, how are you finding your internship?
I love it here. Everyone's super nice and supportive, teaching me how to audio edit, copyright, It's a good time.
You've done some good promos for the show, which are fun. Yeah. I like. Oh, get out of here!
Get out of here!
Come on
you.
Now.
When
come
he left, me. When he left Podcast Village on Monday, and as we've mentioned before, he's a lingerer. He stays until
he likes being here.
He likes
like
being him. Here. But as he
Johnny
left,
does.
This is how he left. Bye, everybody. I love working here.
He did say that.
In case they were going to fire me on my way out. I just wanted to like
that's
let
really
them know
cute.
I liked it.
That's adorable.
They were like, by the way, don't come back. I try to curb that.
All right, so what is your major at GW? Because I know I've probably asked you this before, but I like to know the facts. You know, I just like to know.
I'm studying political communication.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Just how are your major. Lying skills?
Oh, very good. Thank
all
you.
Right, very good. Gotta
that was a lie.
Those.
Yeah, that too was a lie.
So that's political. So that's different from then regular poli-sci. That's kind of a subset of that major,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, more spewing garbage to constituents and everything like that.
Political communication.
Yeah.
And how much, if you were to, it's probably a difficult question to answer, but if you were to skew it as to social media and traditional media, where would it? Where do you think that would line up? Is it much more being at? Because I mean, I will be honest with you. This campaign 2020, being Johnny Democrat that I am, I get Warren, I get Harris, I get Beto, I get everybody. It is nonstop to the point where last week, this is me, Mr. Engaged with the Political System. I blocked about 6 different phone numbers who were texting me.
Wow.
And so I'm just curious. It's mostly, is it social media and you know, different types of communication like that?
Well, first, it's great that you're involved in the political system. A lot of people
thank
like
you,
to back
John.
Away from it and act
yes.
scared. But these are issues that are affecting everyone. So
is
I
it
think
great getting
needs
validation
to be
from someone who's only been able to vote for about 8 months?
Yeah, answer the yeah. question, you little smartass.
He's got a bruised tailbone.
Yeah, yeah. All right. My bruised tailbone makes me think.
Screw that question. I'm not interested
no, I can
anymore.
Answer. Social
what,
media.
No, nope, too late, blew it. What is your button? What is your button? By the way, some
what
of these interns
butt?
Need a little indoctrination. You're on the Mike O'Mara show now.
Yes, sir.
You're in the hot seat.
Yes,
you're
sir.
In the hot seat.
I know where I am.
What is your button? What does your button say? I know where I am.
My button say or my butt?
Your button.
Your button. What does your button
not
say?
Not good. My friend's an artist, and she makes some pretty okay art. So I'm a walking advertisement.
Not good,
not good
is what it says. Pony,
not,
can you enlighten me, please?
Not good
I'm
designs.
Amazed that you had to look down and read what your button said.
How often do you read what's on your own clothes? I don't know.
All the time. What are you talking
all
about?
All the time?
Yeah, I don't really have anything. Well, I have an R for the Walmart division of the Russell Athletic
He just mentioned that he was a walking advertisement, just not an effective one.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's. We'll get back. We're going to get back to you, mister.
Yeah, you.
Okay?
Fine.
Because I think you're trouble. I think you're trouble, and that's the second for me.
Pish
by the
posh.
Way, if you want to know what a vidh is when the hand, if you're listening just on audio, the vidh is when the hand comes across.
Yes.
And it kind of and kind of slaps me
like,
away.
Oh, you.
Oh, you.
All right.
I made reservations. Oh, you.
Oh, you.
Oh, you.
Allison, let's talk yeah. about you. All right.
Sure.
So you come from, first of all, where are you from originally? Because AU gets people from all
yeah,
over.
Yeah. I'm originally from Nashua, New Hampshire. It's right above Boston.
Oh, I love Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a beautiful yeah. part of the country. There you're a New go. Englander.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
the second
yeah.
thing we have in common. That's wonderful.
And you're both so, white.
Yeah. Yes. There you go.
Shut up, Oscar. Yes, we're both white.
I often that's play who's paler with my friends, and I almost always win. So.
Are you Irish
undefeated.
At all?
No. No, I'm very German.
Oh, you're German. Okay.
Yeah.
Another Rob Spiewak applauding that.
Okay. Why'd that get an applause? Why is that?
Yeah.
I like the Germans.
Yeah.
A very effective people.
Oh,
and
God.
Allison, you're a communications major?
Yeah, film and music performance as a minor, actually.
Oh, really? Do you
yeah.
sing? Or,
yeah.
Or, oh, really?
I actually
oh.
have a, I'm doing a little mini performance today right after this for one of my music labs.
Plug away. Is it open to the public? Or
I mean,
do you have
if
to
you
do
want. I mean, it's mostly for, like, if you're taking lessons and stuff, but people can come on in. And it's also my birthday. I figured I'd...
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
See? See? All right. Traditional Mike O'Mara birthday song. Ready, guys? One, two, three.
Music lab.
Music lab. I figured I'd plug it, you know.
Besides your performance, are you doing anything special for your birthday?
Not that I can think of. I might go see a movie with my roommate. I baked a cake last night.
For yourself?
That's something.
That's sweet.
Yeah, for myself. Why not?
Mike, is it too much to ask for a tune or two?
Yeah.
Maybe a song?
Yeah,
would you like to sing something briefly for us?
It just depends. What do you want?
You know,
Dealer's
whatever.
Choice. Dealer's choice.
What are you singing today?
I'm singing a classical piece today.
Well, let's hear it.
Operatic type classical?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
We can't love right, classical.
Step back from the microphone and let it fly. All right, okay. All right, here we go. This is intern Allison. Hell of a lot better performance than yours, John, if I do say so myself. Very good.
If you want to join in. All right, let me. Okay. Yeah. I'll try to think of the. I'll do a run from it. Let me think. Okay.
All right.
Gratia plena. That's all you get.
I love visiting.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Interns, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't think I'd do that.
This is so fantastic. Now, now that we've got you both in here, I defer to both Oscar and Rob. Tell me about these kids. Tell me what you can tell me about these kids.
Before that, I want to say if Johnny could sing.
It's a no from me, dog. No.
No dog.
No, thank you, sir.
Johnny, before we get to their assessment of you, I have to ask you, when you were leaving and you said, I love working here, what again was the primary motivation for that statement as you were walking out the door?
Just
yesterday?
In case they were planning on like firing me on the way out. If like today was the day. I think
were
I
you getting
myself.
That vibe?
I wasn't getting that vibe, but okay. You never know.
All right.
You don't want to lose out.
I don't want to lose out.
If you were to assess yourself, and the reason you said that, and you thought that there was the potential that you might have done something that rubbed people the wrong, what would it be? What do you think? Do you think that are you insecure in general, or you seem like a very confident young man?
It feels like
why
therapy.
Would you say that? Is therapy?
I mean a little insecure, I guess, but no, I love working here. I want to let them know that I'm really grateful for the opportunity, and I love the show too. So it's cool to be a part of it.
Okay. All right. So let's get the assessment from Rob and also Oscar.
May I go first?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Since I coordinate most of the interns here, it's always surprising to me what they come in with a passion for and what they really are driven to do. The first thing Johnny asked he could do, he wanted to learn how to write commercial copy. And I've never had an intern that was into that. Oh. And
you see, now you have to know that that's near and dear to me.
I know. And you love that.
Because that's kind of what I've done. And that's
and
what
your
my
dad
father
before
did
you.
Before
yes.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I dig that.
And also,
and by the way, we're going to talk to James Patterson next week. That's what he did.
Yeah.
That's how he got started. So that's a cool vocation. It really
so he showed a knack for it. And I said, would you like to try writing some promos? And he said, sure. And he sat down and came up right away with four or five really workable ideas. You'll hear two of them today. And Allison in the same direction, great writing. And we had our first recording sessions over the past 8 or 9 days ago. And they were very comfortable and very effective behind the
I
mic.
Love them.
Yeah.
I love nothing. I mean, that to me, as far as the freshness of the sound when we're offering up what we do every day next to what we bring in here on a daily basis, that is the coolest thing in the world. And that's what I am entertained by because I never hear them until they're aired on the show. And I love, 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 love.
And
so
I don't want to exclude
you both
our,
are doing a great job.
There's a third, Dahlia, who is in on Mondays and she's right there with them. They're great.
She is the problem child, correct?
She's the bitch turn. You heard about her yesterday.
We should say self-described bitch turn. Mm.
But they have I will say this about all three of them. They have complementing senses of humor. And when they work together, it's
all
really
all
fun
positive.
To watch.
That's from Rob. That's all positive. Now, Oscar, give me the real lowdown, okay?
All right, so this is the deal. Dahlia is our Omarosa of Podcast Village.
Okay.
She's always stirring it up. Yeah, She's running around making big deals about things that shouldn't be big deals. Like, we don't have enough Diet Coke in the fridge. It's the things that I don't need to hear about as an owner-operator.
Right.
Just, come on. Take a Coke Zero today. It's okay.
Drama. So, a lot of drama.
Right.
If I'm being honest, Mike, I always go to Rob and I say, especially now as the business is growing, I say, who is a viable candidate to work for us that we can maybe pay them during the summer?
Money.
Right.
And he says, there's no way Johnny can hack it.
Right.
He said, Allison is viable.
Mm-hmm.
And while Omarosa always bitches about something, which is the bitch turn, Dahlia, she is also a viable candidate. And if I'm being fair to Johnny...
How do you feel about that, Johnny, right now? How do you feel about hearing that?
Smiles only, man. Just loving to hear this. Going to show my parents later. It's going to be a good video.
Yeah, his life, Mike. He lives his life on the bubble. Right on the bubble. Might want to do a... might want to increase your enthusiasm on your exit line today.
Yeah.
Oscar, I interrupted you, though, Oscar. You have one little tip in. So what were you going to say to Johnny? I'm sorry.
in fairness to Johnny, the idea that he walked out yesterday and without prompting, I love it here. Bye. Like, how could you not want to pay this man? Because exactly. You're like, hey, I'll take that positive energy all day. So his shortcomings I've forgotten them. As of yesterday. Right.
They're still okay. There. Well, they're around.
Well, I'll give you one of his shortcomings.
I have them better now.
He does love talking video games with Pony.
Yeah. Oh, that's very exciting.
Johnny, you're super capable.
Turnabout is fair play that'll be the last thing we do, but right. It is putting them on the spot a little bit. I know it's awkward, but you got to do it anyway. We do it with all the interns. Your assessment of both Mr. Spiewak and Santana will start. We'll start with Allison, and then we'll wrap it up with Johnny. Your impression of Mr. Rob Spiewak?
I mean, it's fun. I think no, it's a lot of fun.
My God, is she uncomfortable right now?
You're just a joke.
I'm trying to come up with something because I already have a good joke for Oscar. But I'm sure.
You want to start with me and then ramp up?
Yeah, I love getting her coffee. Okay, Rob.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I like that. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's fun, and your dog is really cute.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
No, but it's been a lot. It's been a good time, and Rob, particularly when it came to recording my first promo, was super encouraging. And as a film kid, I like looking for the sort of direction and sort of acting and whatnot. So
please don't say whatnot.
All right. Directing hostile. And mm-hmm. Yeah, dot, dot, dot. But
that's a thumbs up for Mr. Spiewak.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's
thumbs down
up.
For Mr. Santana.
I'd say thumbs up plus the Starbucks order.
Okay. And, well, with the Starbucks
Johnny,
gone, you must be thrilled.
Yeah.
All that free time you have now.
Let me same to you. You can pick what order you want to go into for Oscar and Rob.
I assume Rob is scabs.
Wow.
What?
I don't know who scabs.
The scab that determines your future.
I'll be a little nicer.
Please.
Both guys are great. I learned different things from each of them. I see how to run a business through Oscar successfully and very well.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Podcast Village is great. And with Rob, he's been super hands-on with teaching us about how to audio edit and really get that sound quality right. So I don't think
that's very nice.
As great a communicator.
If you could change one thing about either one of them, I'll start with you, John. What would you change about Rob Spiewak?
Rob, keep, fire Oscar. If we had the one thing.
What the hell?
Wow.
What?
And I like the way
to you.
He said it like Yoda.
Rob, keep, fire Oscar.
Fire Oscar.
Yeah.
Oscar gone.
You know, Allison, you're off the hook. I'm going to make that the last word. That's great. Let's take a break. And I know Rob's glad we're hitting the music right now. That's fantastic.
Just fine.
See, this is why I've wanted to do this. I should have done it sooner. Yeah. Johnny and Allison, love you both. And thank you for coming in. We will
have more business before you get on out of here.
And feel free to do something completely off the wall to piss everybody off. It's great content.
Oh, I look
we'll take
to
a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good job, kids.
This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village, somebody ate Rob's yogurt and he's on a rampage. So we asked intern Johnny about it.
Did I eat Rob's special yogurt? The one for his disturbed colon? No, I didn't. But I did see who took it. And I'm not a snitch, so you're not getting an answer out of me. What? You're offering me 5 minutes of airtime to spill the beans? Yeah, it was Dahlia. Now, when can I have my segment? I've been working on this bit where I'm a salesman and Rob's an octopus. Trust me, it's gonna be iconic.
Will Dahlia be skinned alive for taking Rob's yogurt? Will Johnny get his airtime? Why are the interns so pushy? Tune in next week for more.
This is fun. This is really great. What a great day for me. I love
it. Great.
I absolutely love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by OpenFit. OpenFit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session. Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you. It's super simple. Just press play and work out on your schedule. View it and do it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or Roku, anytime, anywhere. OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. These trainers know how to get you results. Lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days. Flatten your abs. Shape your body. Look and feel great. I have never seen Mrs. O'Mara, who looked great when she was born has looked great her whole life. I've never seen her look better. OpenFit has changed the way you work out, Oscar Santana.
Absolutely.
I know that. And by the way, he looks better in a sport coat now than he's ever looked before.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful thing. And you can do it with the TMOS code. Join him on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use the code TMOS and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text TMOS to 30 30 30. You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 30 30 30. And on a serious note, Rob, yeah, Spiewak, great job getting us these great kids to come.
Oh, you're nice.
And work.
Thank
at
you.
Podcast Village, and Oscar to nurture them, not just on this show, but also out in that wonderful Podcast Village where all that good stuff's going on.
It's nice of you to say that, and I always feel jive when I say it, and it's hard to communicate it with the sincerity I intend. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of our interns, and I always have been, because that's where I started. And I love to see, you know, we get a couple rotten apples once in a while, but as a rule, right, when they
we
come
really
in
don't.
Here,
I mean, even the rotten apples are quirky,
yeah,
and fun,
yeah,
and
they
stuff
always
like
bring
that
something. But when, yeah, I have a batch like I have right now, when we have a batch like we have right now,
they're your
babies. They are my babies, and I love to see them produce and improve and learn how to do what they do. And it was funny. I was actually at Mason yesterday speaking to drum up some summertime interns, and right, I spoke at Roger Smith, and Roger's very kind, mm-hmm, to have us out there. And he has a radio camp, and he'll be bringing young youngsters
radio
to visit
camp
Podcast Village this summer.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Field trips, yeah, to Podcast Village.
This is not the Smith that runs the business school.
No,
that's,
this
he's,
is,
that's
this is
Maryland.
From, this is from George Mason.
Oh, that's Robert Smith.
Yes.
Right. This is Roger
but,
Smith.
As opposed to Rogers, Roger Smith.
Rob and Pony both, and Maddie for that matter, it's a nurturing environment. Like, yeah, if you have a question, fun, including the rest of the staff at Podcast Village,
mm-hmm,
and Mike, this goes back to the days when we collectively work together. If there's a problem, if you have a question, just ask anybody, and that's how you learn.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, there are a lot of things I love about what I do, but I will probably, at the end of the day, if somebody was to ask me, I would say, having relationships with these young people that come through the door, and then maintaining relationships where they come out to live shows, mm-hmm, where you see them, where we're going to a wedding party,
yeah,
for Katie Cole.
Yes.
You know, it's just great. I love it. It's one of my favorite parts. And, especially, I love the ball busting. It's just so much fun. Mm-hmm. It really is. So salute. Keep them coming.
Allison,
I'm so glad we tweaked that.
One time to get my coffee. One time.
Yeah,
that's
but
fine, though.
To be
it
fair,
works.
Then Starbucks closed.
Yeah.
That's all it
let
took.
We only have a second here, yes, before we have to break for the news, but I want to tell you this, that something happened this week, earlier this week, actually the end of last week, and I have to tell you exactly what it is, ladies and gentlemen. The car carriers. The car carriers have arrived.
They dropped off your Bentley?
It's $45,000 Bentley?
The $50,000.
Yeah. We got a deal.
$50,000 Bentley. Still got it on my phone. Look at it periodically.
Just
powder
a look.
Blue.
Just a look.
Nothing says ass like a powder blue Bentley.
An interior. Matching interior.
Yes. Yeah, matching interior.
The automotive equivalent of a Dumb and Dumber tuxedo.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Exactly what it is. So
bingo.
They're here. And what it means is, first of all, I get depressed when they arrive. Because you see the people that come down at their very, they are the snowbirds, and they,
yes,
come down at a very specific time of year. Now, this year, I have to say, I have been a semi-snowbird up until this year. This is the,
right,
year it ends. This is the year that I will go north, but I will come back in the beginning of August, the end of July, the teeth of hurricane season. I am now an official, ladies and gentlemen, Floridian.
Woo!
Yes, I spend some time,
woo,
up north, but the fact is most of my days will be spent here unless Carla allows me to stay up north for longer. But I don't want to send my children down here, my child down here.
You don't want to miss the first day of school?
Yes.
I don't want to. No, I will be down here in August. But the good news is,
how is August in Florida? It's nice, right?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Best time of year.
That's
about 70, 71 high temperature every day. And the nights are a little chilly. We have fires every night. No, it's
Robert's make a wish trip was August to Orlando.
Yes.
And I made a wish
like
during that trip.
Yes, to get out.
No, to
get
die.
It was horrible. So, but what I'm saying is the people, the locusts, the ones that feed, the most entitled, the ones that have lived their perfect lives, that are retired and their children are grown, they don't drive their cars, but they and so what they do is they take their little cars up there at a very, very exorbitant rate to ferry them wherever they need to right. go so that they can conveniently, at the perfect time when everybody else is leaving, go to the airport and leave us. And I would just like to say, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, good night. And it's a thrill for me when I see these car carriers because it's thinning the population yes. down here. And it's not necessarily just the numbers. It's thinning the population.
The congestion, the stress.
The stress, the entitled, the people that cut me off in the line to see what soda and sticks his ass into my cart as he leans over because he can't see to get his Coca-Cola beverage that he wants. I am thrilled and bye-bye. I hope you have a fantastic time.
It just has to improve the entire mood.
All the men that are doing this, let me just say, make sure to take your wives. Don't forget them.
Take your wives.
Take your wives, too. What were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to say it probably improves the overall mood of everything because there's just less congestion.
There are a lot. There are a tremendous amount of young people down here, too. And I found that out when I stumbled into the bar at 11 o'clock. And so it's, good for them. Good for all the people that work down here that they can chill out. It's a more relaxing environment. So bye-bye. And they'll slowly be leaving in more and more numbers.
Who's so left very, so very, far? Like you got 10% left,
20%? Like the people that I know? Yes. Not a lot of them. Not a lot of the people I know. But it does feel like maybe even yesterday, it was a thinner. I'll know today. I'll have a better idea today when I get out and about and I see everybody hanging. It's going to be, or as Carla likes to say to me, oh, you're sixth day in a row of being out there at the Cocoonville Memorial Golf Course. Mm.
But, and do you reply, oh, yes, you mean the reason that I bought you this home?
Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it.
That's right.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's mm-hmm. it. But I'm, it's just because of the schedule and a friend who asked me to. It's 6 days.
Yeah.
6 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Today will be.
Mike, you're
Wednesday.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
I'm living the
dream. What's wrong?
Yes, I am, Arsco. Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong?
Does she get mad if you take the wallet?
No, okay. Not at all.
So,
no, everything's going to be
so
fine.
So what's
living
your deal, Daddy-O?
Yeah, the deal is, I paid bills last night, and, that dream could be a lot better. Anyway, that's the way I look at it. Hanging on, yeah. Or it was bill paying night, or the usual anthem, as we like to call it. The playlist is called "What Do We Have to Sell Now?" Anyway,
oh man, we're broke.
We'll take a break.
Cha cha cha.
And that whole dream scenario just becomes okay. We'll take a break and have news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show, including some interesting news about Michael Jackson when we come back.
You're leaving now.
You are getting sleepy. Your eyes are getting heavy. Your ears are getting warmer. When I snap my fingers, you will fall into a deep sleep. You will recommend TMOS to everyone you know. The TMOS podcast is about to become the most important thing in your life. More important than food. More important than air. Even more important than airline vouchers. Now tell me, how do you feel?
I want to talk to everyone about the Mike O'Mara Show, and I feel like I missed out on $1,700 in airline vouchers. Is that weird?
It's going to turn fun today. I love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is a fact. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late. The solution? 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. Just answer a few questions, the doctors review it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices. I know you do, too. But I love 4hims.com. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost, so act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS.
News.
Boo. All right. I go back and forth. I went back and forth on this today when I had this story because I just wasn't sure, but I wanted to throw it out to you guys.
Please.
All right. Kind of let you react to it. The evidence against Michael Jackson on the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland was pretty damning, but apparently some of it wasn't true. I'm not sure whether this adds up to anything, but
all right.
Hear me out. A guy named Mike Smallcomb, who once wrote a biography of Michael, found two contradictions in the testimony of alleged victims James Safechuck and Wade Robeson. Safechuck claims Michael abused him between 1988 and 1992, and he was 14 the last time it happened. He also said he was abused in the upstairs room of the train station at the Neverland Ranch. But Smallcomb has permits that show the train station wasn't approved for construction until September of 1993 and didn't open until early 1994 when Safechuck was 16. Now there's more. The director of Leaving Neverland, a guy named Dan Reed, isn't disputing this but says, quote, the date they have wrong is the end of the abuse. In other words, the director is suggesting Michael abused Safechuck until he was 16, but the documentary says Michael groomed young boys, discarding them when they hit puberty in favor of younger ones. Sexually abusing a 16-year-old is still a horrible situation, but it's a different MO than the one presented in the documentary. If you're going to be detailed, and in documentary film, you have to be aware of these details. Mm-hmm. The second contradiction comes from the testimony of Wade Robeson. In the documentary, he says he stayed at Neverland with Michael in 1990 while the rest of his family went to the Grand Canyon, and that's when Michael abused him. But back when Michael was facing child molestation charges in the early 90s, Wade's mother testified in a deposition that the whole family took that trip to the Grand Canyon, including Wade. She said the same thing in 2016. And in Michael's 2005 trial, Wade told the court he'd never been to Neverland without his mother until 1992 or 93. Of course, in 2005, Wade was still defending Michael against molestation claims. Dan Reed has yet to comment on the second discrepancy. So there it is. I mean, it's just facts that I'm putting out there, because when you believe a documentary, when it's a damning documentary like it was, Turnabout is fair play, I believe, to get all the information. I think there's...
Look, I think these are semantics.
Anyway, like, I think he was, right,
he was, because he admits to lying on the stand,
right? Right. Exactly.
Because he was still in love or infatuated, or whatever it was,
with Michael
and the lifestyle.
And as far as the date for the construction, I mean, it's really, if that's all you can come up with in a month's time.
Yeah. If that's it. And by the way, 16, 15, 14, if it's still abuse and you're still kind of Svengalying these kids, it's terrible.
I think that one of the most chilling and damning parts of that documentary were the fact that there are two stories paralleled in so many details.
Yeah.
And that was what really stuck with me, is that Michael Jackson
seemed... Part one of that documentary I will never forget as long as I live, when I'm like, oh my God.
Michael Jackson seemed to have
detail,
a plan of action to get what he wanted. And right. I would say that I would not doubt that the filmmaker might have fudged some details.
Well, not
to
on
make
purpose.
It, not on purpose, but to make it sort of line up. But there's too much other things going on.
Guys, the Jackson estate hires, if anybody, a crisis management team to say, how can we fix this? And a month's gone by since the documentary came out, and we've had this conversation.
Yeah, you're right.
And this is all they could find.
It's weak.
That's interesting. It's I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah.
It's kind of,
well,
they're getting it out there.
Share
so,
it.
Very interesting. Netflix is changing the way we watch movies, and that's been a big topic in Las Vegas this week, where they're holding CinemaCon, an annual gathering of theater owners and Hollywood studios. Helen Mirren was there yesterday.
Baby.
I love her, and she was her usual outspoken self. She said, quote, I love Netflix, but F Netflix.
Ah!
There's nothing like sitting in the cinema and the lights go down. She's right about that.
Yeah.
I agree with her about that. On a related note, the U.S. Justice Department got involved yesterday in the battle between Netflix and the Hollywood establishment. They're worried about the Academy possibly implementing rules that would shut Netflix out of the Oscars. That's crap, and I don't support that at all. A move like that would suppress competition and violate antitrust laws. And if you're getting more stuff on the small screen, that's I'm all for just the better.
Die.
Yeah, and you know what? And also, Netflix has the ultimate card. All they have to do is show it in one theater one time. They can do it.
Look,
and circumvent
any
rule.
Even if they change it, let's talk dollars, right? Let's talk how much money Netflix is making, how much they're spending.
Okay.
Is the idea that if the rules change into a 90-day campaign, an affair, they'll find a way to skirt that as well, and they'll still compete.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you can't shut them out.
For me, it's, the move And the MO of Netflix is to put cinema quality movies
right
on the small screen and keep it coming. I'm sorry, I want better quality. I want better. And if we get used to that, that's going to raise the bar for everybody else.
In broader terms, what is it? Competition breeds a better product. And yeah, that's what
I'm
it is
still
in
go
any
to the
situation.
I still love the movies.
We'll get podcasting.
And then Netflix will make movies. And maybe Netflix makes movies for theatrical release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is new. You got to evolve.
Yeah.
Oscar's right. You got to move
forward.
Shut
up, Steven Spielberg, you dick.
The biggest threat. Pony's going to love this story. The biggest threat to your computer security is you.
Yeah, Pony.
Oh,
there are
damn
lots of people.
That's the tip there of the spear lot, for yeah, us. Yeah.
There are lots of people trying to get into your computer. Russian hackers, Nigerian princes, the NSA, bored teenagers, and so many more. But the real security threat is you. According to a new survey of IT workers, they say the biggest security threat is sloppy employees.
Absolutely.
That's because you use weak passwords, open up email attachments you shouldn't, and visit insecure websites. Hi, my name is Mike O'Mara, and I'm a security threat. Thank you very much.
No, you're
not. No, you're
good.
You
don't remember your passwords.
That's all. And you haven't bought. How long since
you
bought a
hacking them?
How long since you bought a Russian watch? Long time.
You know what? It's true. It's true. I bought it one time.
Yes.
He's got a great memory of that, doesn't he? You know? I got it at the website where my password is 1234.
Surely
password
after
one.
You were being fished left and right for your passwords.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Shannon and I have a running joke around Podcast Village about trying to steal people's identity. So we'll go up to someone and like just say it's like Charlie Burns. Hey, Charlie, what was the name of your childhood pet again?
And now a little something, something. There's a 37-year-old guy. His name is Corey Favreau.
Ah.
He's from Plattsburgh, New York, and he called the cops on Sunday morning after he heard strange noises coming out of his attic.
Yes.
Attic. The cops came in and checked it out. They didn't find any burglars or ghosts or anything in the attic, but they did find the small meth lab that Corey had set up in his house.
Uh-oh.
So Corey Favreau was arrested for manufacturing meth and endangering the welfare of a child. Yes, because he had a kid living in the home.
Favreau.
Meth heads. They really are dumber than we are. Isn't that great? Fantastic. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault of Rob Spiewak right here, everybody.
No matter what you are.
Connecting with the Mike O'Mara Show has never been easier. Introducing
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
All you need is a phone to tap the touch tones at 1-888-920-6673 and leave a message.
Phone calls from you so you can get your voice on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Call anytime because the Yak Shack never closes.
The sky is the limit. For the Yak Shack.
Taking your calls at 1-888-920-6673.
I've got me a cell phone and it's ready to call. And I'm calling the TMOS Yak Shack.
Call now.
Yes. Leave us a yak at the TMOS Yak Shack.
Yes.
Woo.
Enthusiasms. Well, it's good. It's changed the way we do phones.
And I love it.
I'm freaking loving every minute of it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our shopping center. All right. Let's say you're getting ready for a splendid overnight visit to a chamber of waxen horrors so you can face your greatest fears for our entertainment. You certainly don't have the time to visit a crowded, overpriced brick-and-mortar store to get the latest in sexy sleepwear.
Ooh.
No, you're too busy begging your psychiatrist for tranquilizers. So instead, you play it smart. You go to the TMOS shopping center and purchase some lovely striped gray silk PJs.
Which I did.
So you'll make a handsome corpse. Pair those with some comfy slippers and your Elvis bathrobe and get ready to be scared shitless. Yay! Yes, anything you ever need can be acquired at the TMOS Shopping Center, which just happens to be the topic of this announcement. Isn't that right, Governor Schwarzenegger?
Right.
The TMOS Shopping Center on our website gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. This is internet shopping at its finest. Not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. It costs you nothing, means the world to us. So buy your sexy sleepwear and watch out for wax figures that come to life and stab you. Woo-ha! That's a bingo! Ha 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 ha! fun. Now, without further ado, let's open up the Yak Shack. No, the audio vault with Rob Spielberg. Take it away, Rob.
Fun.
Fun.
Like fun. Here's a quiz. Quiz for Mike. I'm going to give you a name, and you can tell me if you remember who the guy is, okay?
All right.
Mike Sorrentino. Mike Sorrentino.
Is it Christopher on The Sopranos?
No, the answer we're looking for is The Situation. The Situation.
Oh, Mikey, if you'd said Mikey, I would have gotten it. Yes, thank you.
I didn't realize that he's still in jail for tax evasion.
Yeah.
WT.
This dumbass.
White trash of white
He was
trash.
Making so much That's money
yep.
and flaunting right. it so well. Eventually yep. someone said, wait a second.
But here's the good tax news. Evasion. Nicole Polizzo.
That's Snooki
is doing a podcast and she's doing some media to promote it. She says, don't worry
about
it. Well,
get Snooki on the show. Get Snooki. Book Snooki.
Snook Bookie?
Yeah, we should book Snooki.
But here's the thing.
Do enjoy her.
Yeah, she is good. She's very orange and she's tiny. Did you know she's real short? Yeah.
Snooki Polizzi.
Snooki says that Mike is doing just fine in jail.
Mike's having the time of his life. It's like he's in a senior home. He's playing bingo. He's helping people recover in jail.
Good message.
We all talk to him through an email. So I talk to him like once a week. He's in the gym a lot, so he's probably going to come out ripped. You know, he's not going to be BDS anymore. Big Daddy said she's going to have his probably six pack again. But he's doing good in there, which thank God, because, you know, we're all nervous.
I love the fact that he's doing well in jail.
It really, listening to that jail. As a youngster, you would say jail is fun.
Jail is fun.
No big right. deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, he's not Big Daddy Sitch anymore. He's ripped.
Hey, you know what? Don't book her.
Okay.
I don't want that idiot on the
Cancel,
show.
Withdraw the email,
Cancel
pony.
It. Yes, thank sir. You. I'm sorry.
Okay, so there is an internet. By the way, I love the fact that 3 weeks out, people are buying tickets for the new Avengers movie. There's a palpable excitement.
I had to buy mine yesterday.
Did you get yours already?
Mike, the only available like Friday night or Saturday night showing was 11 p.m. I had to buy for a Sunday at 7 p.m.
You're going to miss 60 minutes.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it. Anyway, wow, there's sad. An internet rumor based on all the excitement.
Things I Wouldn't Do by Mike O'Meara.
that one of the plot points is that Ant-Man, who, you know, is a tiny superhero, is going to fly up Josh Brolin. He plays Thanos?
Thanos.
Yeah, he's going to fly up his butt
Thanos
to kill him.
Butt.
And so to respond to that, Josh Brolin posted a video on Instagram yesterday of himself sitting on the toilet. Apparently, this is how he would fight Ant-Man. That was noted, you know, Hollywood actor
for the man
Josh Brolin,
the man who gives us the resting bitch face. Look at his face now.
Oh, it's that's everything he loves. It's comic books and poop.
That's what he likes.
Yeah,
that's
who doesn't like that?
Absolutely, that's wonderful.
Do you know, Oscar, about Limoga?
No, I don't know Limoga.
It's in Great Britain, Mike. And by the way, it is pretty great. Limoga is yoga with lemurs. They've set up a yoga studio outside Ooh. Of a wildlife preserve. And guess who runs it? A zookeeper.
Yoga with lemurs?
Yeah. And sometimes they climb
they
on you.
They have them crawling around and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, and sometimes they get on you.
Lemurs, I like to do it.
Yeah, right? I think, yeah. I like to move it.
Okay. So, I like to move it.
So it's called Limoga, and here's the, hey man, this is the zookeeper telling you all about Limoga.
When you watch lemurs, they do yoga. They do some of those poses quite naturally. That typical pose.
Stop it for a second. Yeah. Where do they manufacture these British Fs? I mean, seriously. You know, this is the idea I had. So yoga with lemurs, all right? And I was abusing the animals. Then I had a wonderful morning making scheme.
Shouldn't you say yoga? We would see if he's truly British.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Oh, guess who's coming back? You know who's coming back? Our Restaurant Impossible guy.
Oh, is he?
The guy like this.
Yeah,
said,
Robert.
You clamor for restaurant owners have been seeking me
What's
out
his name, Robert?
To do the show. It's coming back. Carla's addicted to the show.
I want a stainless steel bar.
By the way, check the track record, right? When they get the new vinyl faux brick
do you
bar.
Know that's, and they, that's exactly yes. what I do at minute 58 of every episode. I Google the restaurant.
See where they are. And
they're
they,
always it's an, failed. Always.
Well, because it's a failing team to begin with. Yeah. He doesn't change the team out.
That's it. And they just go, thanks so much, Robert Irvine. I really appreciate Robert that,
Irvine.
Unfortunately.
I want you to cover the entire wall with discarded corks.
That's so
So
that's
true.
The key to the kingdom. But it doesn't change the fact that the disaster is highly entertaining to watch.
Yes, exactly. Right. Stainless steel bar.
Exactly.
I'm tired of the yoga. Anyway, so they do yoga with lemurs. That's what they do. Let us close with this.
By the way, if back in the day, if my restaurant had been on that show, you know, it would have been like, he's doing coke. No, he's doing coke. No, he's doing coke.
We're going to have glass tables for all the employees to do blow.
You can't possibly have a winning strategy with that. What a beautiful, sumptuous buffet where eight people came.
I want the entire wall covered with Colombia's finest yayo.
Order straws. Order straws.
If you have a failing restaurant.
And now back to me, SUV.
I interrupted your lemur.
You're fine. You know why? That's it. They're doing yoga with lemurs. I don't think it's a good idea. Would Shannon do it with lemurs?
Probably.
Yeah. She has a great video where Santos does the downward dog with her.
I will see her Googling goat yoga.
Yes.
In the area to see if they're, sometimes they travel into town. And I'm like, do we have time for this? Really?
The problem with goat yoga is that you have to do it in between Capitals games because he's very busy.
Hey, he's doing a new, isn't he doing a new podcast with Chad?
It's a pinball podcast?
Yes. They also work.
Is it still on?
It's still on. It's still on.
Put the pinball machine over there!
If you have an idea. All right.
Let's close, Mike. Good news for everybody with a penis. They now have male birth control.
Researchers at the University of Washington believe they've developed a hormonal birth control method that could be safe to use. It could replace the current male birth control method, Fortnite.
That is your magic audio vault. Yes. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another one in the camp. Thanks to intern Johnny and intern Allison for joining us on the show. Good job, kids. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode. If you've got a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Don't let the hot new girl, the Yak Shack, prevent you from sending us a lovely message. Mm. It would be wonderful.
Be a classicist.
The Yak Shack is still open at 888-920-6673. That's it. Thanks for supporting us. Get the bonus show for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying thank you for your continued amazing support. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
You look like a blueberry.
Do you ever hang around the gymnasium?